This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm putting it all together. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A few weeks ago, I was lucky enough to be up in the Arroyo Grande area, specifically the Edna Valley AVA, doing some exploring of some wonderful wineries up there. One of my most anticipated and enjoyed visits is to a winery that is in Arroyo Grande in the AVA, Edna Valley AVA, called Center of Effort. And a little bit of an odd name, but, you know, we will get behind why it is named that. But just a magnificent vineyard estate with a state-of-the-art hospitality area, which is just beautiful in terms of design and layout. You can spend a lot of time there. And in addition to be able to doing wine tasting there, they have an emerging culinary program. So I wanted to get a couple of the principals on the show to let everybody know all about it, because when you're up in that area, this is a winery you're going to want to visit. And it is a pleasure to welcome their general manager and winemaker, Nathan Carlson, and Lindsay Morin, who is involved in their culinary area. Nathan and Lindsay, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's great to be with you.
Thank you, Nathan. I really enjoyed your hospitality when I was visiting you. You're very articulate, but you're also a very good guide to what's going on at Center of Effort. And, you know, I really came in not knowing as much as I should have, but when I left, I felt a lot more comfortable about what you're doing and where you kind of fit into the hierarchy of things in the Edna Valley AVA. Nathan, let's start with you. If you could give our listeners a little bit of a background about your vineyards and your estate, what is special about the Edna Valley. You are very fortunate in that your proprietors are in the position to be able to give you all the resources you need, and they're also very well known for giving back to the community, which is a wonderful thing. So it is definitely a great place, I think, to be a winemaker. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I've spent a lot of my career in the Edna Valley, most of my career in the Edna Valley, and we're just really proud of our area. We're proud of the wines that we're producing there, the history of people that got us to where we are today, and even looking to the future, there's a lot of exciting things happening in our area. So I joined Center of Effort almost at the beginning, back in 2010. So the first wines had not been released yet. Their first winemaker was a great friend, Mike Seiner, and so we worked together on those early vintages. As we released our first wines, the Pinot Noir especially was really met with accolades right from the start, and we've kind of been off to the races since then. It is only in the last few years, though, that we've had a hospitality building. We've done a huge transformation of the estate ever since it was acquired back in 2008. It's kind of been under capital improvements, replanting, new wells, but the hospitality center is really something special, and I'm really glad that you were able to come up and see it yourself.
Oh, Nathan, you know, wouldn't do it any other way, but, you know, it definitely was a spectacular experience. Let's talk about, you know, you're known for mainly, you know, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but you're doing some other interesting things too, because there is an estate that you've acquired that is adjacent to you that you're actually doing some very different styles of wines. Let's just run through that, and then we're going to talk to Lindsay a little bit about the visiting opportunities, and then talk about the wines, of course.
Yeah, that's great. So the Edna Valley is principally known for Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. We're just about 4 miles in from the Pacific Ocean, so it's one of the coolest, most coastal wine regions in California. And the climate is really consistent throughout the Edna Valley. It's only about 4 miles wide and 7 miles long. Kind of stretches between the city of San Luis Obispo towards Arroyo Grande and just inland from Pismo Beach. So I think a lot of people may miss it on the 101 as you're, you know, driving up the coast towards like Paso Robles. You may kind of go right past us and not know that we're just inside that first range of mountains. And so ideally suited for those cool climate varieties, but because we're so proximate to the ocean, we have a pretty long season, and we can have a lot of success with Syrah and Grenache and some other Rhone varieties when they're planted in a site that can kind of stress the vines a little bit, a site that they don't have all of the nutrient to just grow really vigorously. And that's kind of what we have at Center of Effort, really sandy soil, an old marine sand dune that was left by the oceans when the oceans receded.
You know, definitely a great environment for the wines. Let's bring Lindsay into this for a moment, if we can, Nathan. Lindsay, you have some wonderful visitor experiences that are available at Center of Effort. Several different types of tastings, can be more interactive than that. Give us just a little overview of what you have available for guests, because again, for our listeners, I'm really recommending when you're up in that area, the minimum you want to do is a tasting, but there's a lot of opportunity to up the ante. So please tell us about that, Lindsay, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what's really special about our tasting room is right in the middle of the tasting room, we have a beautiful open concept kitchen. And so all of the culinary development that's happening is happening right in the middle of the tasting room, which I think creates a really special experience. You can interact with the chefs that we have in our kitchen. And I think that here on the Central Coast, we have access to such beautiful produce and cuisine, and we really want to feature this beautiful product and purveyors that we have locally to highlight some of our wines. And so we're trying to develop these food experiences that really showcase how beautiful our wines are when they're paired with food. So we are developing out this culinary program that brings in visiting chefs from different regions to really highlight what we have to offer here on the Central Coast. And so this current week, we have had Chef Gary Podesto of Chez Panisse coming in, and he's been doing a series of dinners and happy hour, kind of cocktail hour events, where he's been putting together some really beautiful cuisine. And we're really looking forward in the future to being being able to offer more events like that. So in the third week of August, we have another chef coming in. Matt Young of 60 Vines is going to be joining us for another series of events where he can kind of bring his own style and his own kind of culinary vision and use our wines kind of as the foil for developing those out. So we have these sort of larger events. And then in the day-to-day, you know, we're looking forward to taking some of these recipes that Chef Gary Podesto has developed this week and being able to carry them through to do tasting options on the weekends, every weekend for our guests. So we have kind of a variety of things that we have going.
Absolutely. Now, Lindsay, we have a lot of pizza lovers in our audience, and Pinot goes really well with pizza. And I think you have an event coming up a little later in the month that might answer all of that. Give us some of those details, if you will.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So on Friday, May 27th, we have our first Pinot and Pizza of the summer. We do this every summer. It's something that our membership base really looks forward to every year. We have Chef Chris Shackelford of Trailio Restaurant. He comes in every other month to do this event. It's beautiful. It's outside, wood-fired pizzas, beautiful Center of Effort wines. And we do this actually up at our other estate that Nathan was talking about, where we grow some of our Rhone varietals. We also have a putting green up there, and we have a bocce ball courts. And so it's just a really fun, kind of playful event that really showcases some beautiful pizzas and other little snacks that Chris likes to put out. It's a very fun event.
Lindsay, in the minute we have left before the break, and then we're going to pick up the conversation with Nathan and talk about the wines, a question we already have from a couple different places. If you could just briefly explain what Center of Effort means, because it is a bit of a curious name for a winery.
It is, yeah, of course. So our owner, Bill Swanson, he is an engineer by trade, and so it's an engineering term, and more of the romantic and whimsical explanation of it would be that the center of effort is a sailing term. It's the point on the sail where when all of the forces that are hitting that sail hit that perfect center of effort, it sends the boat straight forward. So we always like to say that we're always kind of aiming to find that center of effort to push, our company and our wines beautifully in a straightforward direction.
Lindsay, helpful. We are talking with the winemaker and general manager of Center of Effort, Nathan Carlson, and the culinary manager, Lindsay Morin. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.